part animals this year, and that means that insects are now prohibited, along with any animals with hooves, any emotional support amphibians, emotional support ferrets, emotional support hedgehogs. And the move was a response to an 84% rise in urine, feces, and aggression-related incidents involving animals since 2016.
Well, they're going to need to ban me if that's the problem, then.
We found more AA news as well, but found AA news about the Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh, yeah.
So there was a man who bought the original Alcoholics Anonymous document, and he did so, and then he waived his anonymity in order to help alcoholics.
Wow, so he's no longer anonymous.
He's not. So there's this founding book of Alcoholics Anonymous, which is from 1935, and this year it was sold at an auction in Los Angeles for $2.4 million, and it gets called the Big Book because it's very big. Because its paper is very thick. And the man who bought it was the man who owns the Indianapolis Colts football, American football team. And he's been battling his own addictions over the last few years. He's called Jim Irsay. And he decided to go public. And he said that he would make a cabinet for the book and display it for part of the year at Alcoholics Anonymous's headquarters in New York in order to help inspire alcoholics to give up drink.
Oh, nice. What a nice story.
That's very cool.
Another AA, the first AA that springs to mind, really, is the AA battery, right? And this year, scientists invented a battery that never runs out, ever. So it's AA size. It was created by Osseo, a wireless technology company that's based in Washington State. And it's called Forever Battery. It comes with a transmitter that constantly keeps it fully charged via Wi-Fi-like waves. So just in the air. The air charges it.
You are an expert in this kind of technology, Ella.
Oh, absolutely. I practically invented it. although it has to be that the battery and the transmitter are within 10 metres of each other. It's a small caveat. It's in the small print. But the hope is that one day these kind of setups will be available in every single home.
That'll be good.
Wow. There's one final AA. Which is that the Automobile Association found that there was one breakdown they couldn't fix. A former executive chairman at the Automobile Association sued the company for wrongful dismissal after he was fired for gross misconduct. He said he was stressed and overworked when he got into a fight with a colleague and that the company had no regard for his mental well-being. So, essentially, his argument appears to be that the AA couldn't deal with his breakdown.
Are they using that on their advertising in future? There's only one breakdown the AA can't fix.
And it's your emotional breakdown.
Advertising.
Roger Federer lost the rights to his own initials. So this is the RF logo, which if you've ever watched a tennis game in the last 15 years, you'll know he has sort of sewn embroidered into his shirt in kind of gold. And it's owned by Nike. And they've been his sponsor for 24 years. But this year, he switched allegiance to the Japanese company Uniqlo. However, the initials are still owned by Nike. And so he now has to reach an agreement with Nike to get them back because, as he put it, they are my initials, they are mine, which is almost fair enough. But he can draw comfort, Roger Federer, from the fact that Uniqlo is paying him $300 million just to wear their clothes on court over the next 10 years. While Uniqlo and most other advertisers are hoping to maximise their public exposure in ways like this, the company that makes Skittles produced an advert this year that will only ever be seen by one person. That's teenager and Skittles fan Marcos Menendez, who, as a publicity stunt, was shut in a room and shown an advert that was made specially for him while his reaction was streamed live on Facebook to thousands of viewers. He revealed afterwards what was in the advert that only he saw. Apparently it featured Friends star David Schwimmer shooting lasers from his mouth at Marcos's mother and turning her into Skittles.
Cool.
So it seems pretty great. Another company that was probably a bit less happy with the way its goods were being advertised was tea manufacturer Twinings. So Twinings complained to the Advertising Standards Authority after Poundland decided to publish a tweet. This was last Christmas, and the tweet showed a naughty elf squatting over a female doll and holding a Twinings tea bag above her face.
That is naughty.
Yeah, the accompanying caption on the tweet read, "How do you take your tea? One lump or two?" So, yeah, the Advertising Standards Authority ruled the ad was irresponsible, but hilarious. Meanwhile, the truth of that old advertising mantra that sex sells was demonstrated in the monkey world this year. So a group of male macaques was shown pictures of either dominant male macaque faces or subordinate male faces or female macaque hindquarters. Bottoms, alongside logos of brands like Pizza Hut and Adidas. And the macaques showed a very clear preference for the logos they associated with the hindquarters.
You wrote this article, didn't you?
I did, yes.
And you chose to use hindquarters.
That's what